Chapter 5. Virginia stops in front of an old wooden door at the end of the secret corridor. She touches the door, and it opens with a creaking sound, and they enter a very small, dark room with a low ceiling. The room is very dirty and full of cobwebs. It has one small window with rusty metal bars. There is a huge rusty metal ring on the wall, and a man's skeleton is chained to the ring. This is the skeleton of Sir Simon. It is from 300 years ago, explains Virginia. This is Lady Canterville's brother's punishment on Sir Simon for killing her. The Canterville ghost is his spirit, and now the spirit is resting in peace. Then she kneels down beside the skeleton and begins to pray. She wants God to forgive Sir Simon's sin. Oh, you are an angel, cries Mrs. Otis and hugs her daughter. 4 days later, Mr. Otis arranges an impressive funeral for Sir Simon. The ceremony starts at about 11 o'clock at night. 8 horses pull the coffin carriage. Servants are walking on both sides of this carriage. They are carrying lighted torches. There are 4 other carriages following the coffin carriage. Lord Canterville is riding in the first one together with Virginia. Mr. and Mrs. Otis are riding in the second one. The third one is carrying Washington and the twins, and Mrs. Umney is in the last one. The carriages arrive at the churchyard at 11:30. After the ceremony, the servants extinguish their torches and put the coffin down into a grave. Afterwards, Virginia comes forward and puts some flowers on the grave. Just at that moment, a nightingale begins to sing, and Virginia thinks about the Canterville ghost with tears in her eyes. She is very sad. She doesn't say a word on the way back to the Canterville chase. She only smiles when Lord Canterville speaks. Thank you, dear Virginia, for helping Sir Simon's soul to rest peacefully, the Lord says to her. Lord Canterville spends that night at Canterville Chase. In the morning, Mr. Otis talks to him about the ghost's gift to Virginia. My lord, he says, the jewels in the box belong to the Canterville family. Please take them with you to London. Virginia is still a child. She has no interest in jewels. Those jewels are very precious. Virginia wishes to keep the box only. It is a reminder of the Canterville ghost. Lord Canterville smiles and says, My dear sir, your lovely daughter is a very kind girl. My family and I are grateful to her for her service to great Sir Simon. I cannot take those jewels back. Those are his gifts to Virginia. Mr. Otis tries to say something, but the Lord continues speaking. Virginia will grow up and become a young woman. Then she will enjoy wearing those jewels. And Canterville Chase belongs to you, with everything in it. And those jewels are a part of your house. Mr. Otis is not pleased with Lord Canterville's decision. Please think about this again, my lord, he says. A few years later, in 1890, Virginia marries the young Duke of Cheshire. She becomes a duchess. Virginia and the handsome Duke love each other very much. At the wedding, everyone thinks they are a good match. Virginia is wearing the precious jewels of the Canterville family. All the guests admire them. After their honeymoon, the young couple goes to Canterville Chase and stay for a few days. On the day after their arrival, they walk to the churchyard and visit Sir Simon's grave. On the gravestone, there are his initials and the lines from the library window. Virginia reads the lines again with tears in her eyes. She puts some fresh roses on the grave. Poor Sir Simon. With his help, now I know a lot about life, death, and love, she says. He is sleeping peacefully at last. There is a sparkle in her eyes and a smile on her lips.